Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Every Friday afternoon here on Lunchtime Live, we put your questions to people working in maybe interesting or unusual, different backgrounds or careers as part of our Ask Me Anything. And 087 1400 106 is the number, because today I'm chatting to Cathy Tolan, who is a train driver for the past 3 years with Éire Nó Éireann. Cathy, good afternoon.
Hiya, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
How did you get into this?
So I actually just applied kind of on a whim, to be honest. They put the recruitment drive up online, and I was in a completely different role, and COVID had just kind of started.
Yeah.
And so I just applied, kind of was looking for a change anyway, just threw my name in the hat, and yeah, went through the whole application process, which is quite a long process.
Is but it okay?
Yeah, so went through the whole application process, and in the meantime, COVID was coming in. So then my job actually that I was in got made redundant.
Okay.
It ended up lining up, the stars all aligned that I was made redundant from one and started in Irish Rail a couple of weeks later. So
yeah. Three years in,
loving it.
Yeah.
No,
enjoy it. Yeah, really do.
Great. Really do.
We've loads of listener questions for you today on life as a train driver, Cathy. We've a voice note here from Bridget.
Do you need to know how to drive a car to drive a train, or is there an accelerator to drive a train, or is there a button? Let me know.
Do you know, that seems like the most obvious question, but it's actually a great question.
Well, it's funny. I got my full license to drive a train before I got my full license to drive a car.
Yes, there you go. Bridget was spot on.
Yeah, so no, you don't need to be able to drive a train. There are a couple of drivers in my depot who don't drive cars.
You don't need
to be able to drive a car, of course.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, no requirement to drive a car beforehand. In terms
That's
of accelerators
gas, yeah.
and things like that, yeah, we do have those three different kind of control levers on our control panel. One of them is a notch controller for taking power, so that accelerates the train. The middle controller is like a forward, reverse, neutral kind of handle in the middle. It tells us what direction we're going, because we don't steer, obviously. It's just forward, reverse, or into neutral. And then our other controller then is the brake controller. So that dictates how heavy we apply the brake.
Yeah, apply the brake. Okay, that's really interesting. Another question from Niall.
Hi, Andrea. Quick question for your guest in regard to train driving. I'm wondering, can you become a part-time train driver, or is it something that Irish Rail have as a full-time thing exclusively? I'm in another career at the moment, and I've always harboured a secret ambition to be a train driver, if I'm honest. I wonder, can you do a part-time? I know it's kind of an odd question. Also wondering, if you do become a train driver, can you, in fact, choose what kind of service you want to drive in? In other words, can you apply to be a freight driver, a dart driver? Can you apply to be a intercity driver? Or do you just, when you pass out of your training, just get told what you're doing? Thanks.
Really interesting.
Perfect. So in terms of part-time train driving, I don't believe that's the thing. I think it's all just full-time.
You have to do it if you're doing it.
It's full-time. And the roster would dictate that anyway. You know,
we have a career.
Yeah, absolutely. Come here. It's a great career to get into. The shift work can be a bit extreme. So I can't envision how that would work in a part-time basis.
Yeah.
But in terms of can you decide? Not really. I don't think you're either hired as a diesel or a dart driver. So you're either going to be working on the diesel trains or the dart line. I'm not sure whether you can express an interest in either or through the recruitment process. But
and why is the training for both different?
Yeah, so they're completely different traction units. There's various traction units, but darts are electric and they have a completely different control system.
Yeah.
And then the diesels, under the diesel training, you drive engines, the large locomotive engines. You also drive the commuter trains and the intercity rail cars. Mm. So they're completely different traction units. So it would be a different way of training. Now, the rules are all the same.
The
rules that we have
training.
To follow by,
okay.
but it's the physical driving is different.
You're in the you're diesel trained,
yeah.
so that means you're in intercity services, really.
So
is it?
Yeah, my core route is Sligo. I drive from
Dunleavy
to Sligo, and also drive the commuter route to Maynooth and Bray. Connolly is also served by Connolly also serves Belfast intercity routes, Drogheda and Dundalk commuter lines, and then intercity to Rosslare as well. So, you don't really decide once you're appointed as a driver, then you're assigned your core routes.
Yeah.
In terms of whether you're diesel or dart, I'm not sure whether you can express
you
an
can
interest.
Express an interest. We have a question from another, a second Niall as well, Cathy.
From the days of the old steam locomotives where you'd have to shovel the coal in there to keep them going, there's been so many developments in train driving. I wonder, where do you see train driving in 50 years? Are they going to be completely automated, or do we still need a human person there in charge?
I would personally say that I don't think you could ever go fully automated with train driving. There always will be a need for a person in the driving cab in control of the unit. Now, there are probably various aspects of the driving that could be automated or that could have more or less interaction. But, you know, if you think of any sort of scenario that may crop up or any sort of problem that may happen on the line, they can't be managed from a remote location. You know, you need to have a person on the ground to manage an emergency situation, or to be on the ground for helping passengers and things. I would say I can't envision there ever not being a driver in the cab.
Who knows with AI, but no, I totally take your point around emergencies. Actually, on that, quite a number of people got in touch on WhatsApp about accidents and emergencies. And look, of course they can happen. This listener says, is there any support, you know, if something like that does happen when you're driving a train?
Yeah, so one thing Irish Rail do fantastically is supporting drivers after incidents. In the immediate, obviously, of an incident of any sort, there's an emergency response team. We've got our DTEs, which are our traction executives, nearly like our direct managers, and they're responsible for the drivers. So we'd have them in the immediate. But in the aftermath, we have an employee assistance program which provides counselling, and that's available to all staff who are involved in any sort of incident, not just drivers. But they do have specialist counsellors then who are you know, can deal with the specialised individual.
Yeah, because it would be very traumatising.
Absolutely, we have got a peer-to-peer programme where they would link a driver, you know, who may have been involved in an incident with another driver or another colleague of theirs that they can kind of bounce off. And you're given sufficient time off after incidents to deal with them. Yeah. And there's ongoing support and things afterwards. So they do manage that very well.
Yeah. Okay. 087-1400-106 is the number. Another listener is wondering, can you get put in the job or can you go on a route, work on a route near your own station? Like this listener says, they live in Sligo.
Yeah, Sligo is a depot. So you would get a job based on where the depots are, so where the routes originate. So Drogheda is a depot.
Sligo is a depot. There are
drivers that are based in Sligo. Now, lesser so, because obviously Sligo routes are only to Dublin. So there wouldn't be as many jobs as, say, Connolly Station, where there's so many routes and so many jobs.
Absolutely
you can. But then we also have drivers who travel in from huge distances. And
really?
It surprises me how far they travel into Connolly.
Commute to tour everybody else about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But there's so many depots around Ireland, absolutely.
We've another question from Jonathan.
So just inquiring, is there ever a chance to ride shotgun in a train journey? I've travelled around Ireland quite a bit on the trains and countryside is absolutely fantastic. But I'd love to be able to see you kind of in front of me rather than blink of an eye sitting in a seat. So just wondering, has there been an opportunity to ride up front with the train driver? Thank you.
The short answer to that is no, unfortunately.
Really? Yeah.
And I'll explain why. It would be for security reasons, first of all, but it's... In our driving cab, we're such high levels of concentration. We have to be so focused. We can't have any distractions in the cab. We have to be assessed to be able to manage distractions after our first year of driving. If there's anybody else who has to be in the cab as part of their duties, we have to be assessed that we can manage that. We're not allowed phones, we're not allowed radios, we're not allowed music, nothing that can distract us.
So you have no phone or radio?
No, absolutely not. It's switched off when we're driving trains. It's far too highly concentrated of an environment for that sort of thing. And then I think there are regulations about people in the cab and as can only be part of their duties.
Yeah, I suppose for
like
even
that.
Insurance so, or whatever, you know, maybe too.
You have to be driving for at least 3 years before you can even be a mentor driver, which is to train new drivers, you know, so you have to have plenty of experience.
Another listener just on that, actually, interested in the training and what's involved, Gabby.
So it is an extensive training. So when you're hired, your first 6 months are based in Inchicore training school. So you're in the classroom Monday to Friday. You're learning all of the rules. We have a massive rule book. You're learning all of the rules and talking about all sorts of scenarios that can come up. We do simulation training as well. So we've got sims in Inchicore that where we can, play out scenarios that could happen and then learn to apply the rules that we've learned. And then after the 6 months, we go to our depot and we do we're then a trainee driver. We do 250 hours minimum driver training. So we'd be supervised with a mentor driver where we learn the units, we learn the routes that we're going to drive, and we're regularly assessed then by our DTEs. So after that usually takes roughly 6 months. After 6 months, then you're passed out as a driver.
Yeah.
But you go into a period known as PQA, so post-qualified assessed. So you're still heavily scrutinised regularly, which, you know, absolutely understandable. But you're then out by yourself. You've got no mentor driver with you. So roughly the training before you're out by yourself is about a year.
About a year. Once you press that stop lever or pull the stop lever, does it just...
No,
how long does it take to come to a halt?
I would love to say it just stops.
Yeah.
We would all love to say that. No, it depends on the speed of the train, you know, your gradient, how flat the road is that you're driving on. Yeah, it can depend on a few various different things.
Couple of seconds.
Yeah, a couple of seconds to maybe a mile.
Yeah,
depends on the speed you're going. Yeah,
okay.
Depends on a lot of factors. You know, weather conditions and all.
Really
have an
interesting.
Effect. Yeah, yeah.
Listen, Kathy, thanks a million for joining us today. Yeah, for this week's Ask Me Anything. That is train driver with Aaron Rothair and Kathy Tolan.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.